Hi there, and welcome to the Leading with Presence podcast, a fortnightly podcast for those who work with, coach, lead, or inspire people. In each edition, we'll be striving to bring you information, research, and strategies for enhancing self-awareness, empathy, and mindfulness for leaders. So if you haven't already subscribed, please hit the subscribe button wherever you're listening to this in your podcast feed. So in this edition, really, I've been exploring attention and what is it that we mean by attention and what are the different ways we can be attending, and also what might be some tools we can use to help understand and be more aware of how we are doing this. So to start with, I was looking at the work of Steve Taylor, a senior psychologist lecturer and author of several books on spirituality and psychology, and he identified three different modes of attention that he calls the three A's: abstraction, absorption, and awareness. And I'm sure we can relate to all of these, as they probably all seem quite familiar. So first off, one that's very familiar to me is abstraction. When we immerse our attention in our thoughts, you know, you get stuck in your own head, thinking things through, thinking about the future, thinking about the past, or stuck in thinking loops. All of that sort of stuff is called abstraction. And then there's absorption, when we immerse our attention in external objects such as activities or entertainments. So maybe we're placing our attention on collecting shiny objects or amassing more money or more wealth or more stuff in our lives. Or it could be sitting down, placing our attention on binge watching the latest series on Netflix or Apple TV or wherever. And then the third type of attention is really awareness, when we give our full attention to our experience of our surroundings, our perceptions and sensations in the present moments. This is a bit like, I suppose, you've heard the term probably mindful eating or mindful walking. So you're really tuning in and bringing to life all of your senses, all of your awareness into the exact one thing that you're doing at that moment. So maybe eating a piece of chocolate and savouring it and feeling the texture and all of the taste that goes with it, rather than just mindlessly swallowing it and it's gone. So how often do we really pay full awareness to our attention? And really, what can be useful is for us to start to recognise which mode of attention are we using most when we're navigating our day. Because we do use all three different modes, and all three modes have their uses at different times. But, you know, if we're operating on autopilot, chances are we might be staying in one mode more than the other. Take a moment now and think about which one do you tend to rely on the most, and which one do you tend to use the least? Given the increasingly distracted nature of life, I'd suspect you wouldn't be alone if awareness is the one that you used the least, and chances are you're most likely stuck in abstraction, thinking about your thoughts. But we're all different, and it's not to say something's good or bad, but let's just be curious about what's going on. When we think about immersing our attention in our thoughts, you know, the longer we hang out in this mode, the more we might start to believe our thoughts as absolute truths. That little voice inside your head that says, you can't do that, you're useless, you're a fraud, you're worthless. Or it could go the other way. Oh my goodness, you're so great at this. Nobody else could do this like you do. Oh, you need to work hard and really prove that you're the best at this. And on they go. And again, focusing on external objects can bring some joy and temporary reprise into maybe our lives that might be otherwise dull and boring. But can we ever be truly satisfied simply by collecting and amassing more external things? And then clinical professor of psychiatry and author Daniel J. Siegel also identified different nuances of how attention operates. So he talked about how we can choose to place our attention, and that's called focal attention, or our attention can be happening outside of consciousness. So he calls that non-focal attention. And he also identifies two different modes where we can be guiding our attention or our attention is being pulled to something. So consider that you're walking through your office building to the front door, from the front door to your desk. Along the way, you notice how busy the coffee station is, because you're thinking, do I have time to get coffee before I go into my first meeting? So your attention is being guided to the coffee station. And along the way, you maybe are saying hello to several people that you see and you recognize, and you shout out and say hello to, and you know, ask them how their day is going or how things are for them. However, what you haven't been attending to is how you have been walking, the path you've been taking, how you've opened and closed doors. All of that has still had your attention, but it's been non-focal attention. And then imagine what happens if somebody calls out to you and goes, "Hey, Stephen, how's it going?" Suddenly you turn your head and you notice that person. Your attention has been pulled towards them. So our attention is being guided and pulled all the way throughout the day. Some things we're aware of it, and some things we're not aware of. So now imagine if you're a leader and who's got a narrow laser beam of attention guided to the same spot all the time. By having such a narrow and fixed focus, how might that be perceived by those around you? They might think you're rigid, headstrong, not open to building on the ideas of others. You may also develop significant blind spots and fail to recognize other approaches and possibilities because you're so laser focused on one thing, one solution. And then imagine at the other extreme, a leader who allows their attention to be constantly pulled from one thing to another. What might that be like? Followers of that leader may just be exhausted trying to keep up and try to predict where are they going, because the direction keeps changing. Maybe they'll just start to give up themselves and say, why bother, because it's only going to change again in a half a day or a day as the leader finds something new for their attention. So it's really interesting to become more aware of what is the impact of where our attention is being pulled to or guided to. What's the impact for ourselves and for those around us? Perhaps I might start to micromanage those, or have problems delegating, or fail to set appropriate boundaries by feeling that I need to work harder to prove myself. Sometimes I might be stuck in these thoughts. And sometimes I might try to escape my thoughts by immersing myself in external things. Consider how this might contribute to unhealthy stress levels or a sense of overload or burnout. So really, what is the alternative to, you know, being on autopilot all the time? Well, hey, if you're ready to turn off the autopilot and to take back control of your attention, then Dan Siegel offers a tool that might just help. It's a metaphoric tool called the Wheel of Awareness. So imagine a wheel, and in the center of it is a hub, a solid hub, and that's where your awareness is. And along the rim on the outside of the wheel, there's all of the things you can place your attention on. And Dan Siegel identifies these things as your five primary senses, such as touch, sight, hearing, smell, and taste, your bodily sensations, so interception, your heartbeat, your breathing, all of the things that are happening internal to your body. It can be on mental activities, so your thinking, your thoughts, and also then on interconnection. How are you relating to and interacting and working with other people? And imagine then that coming out of that hub in the middle is a single spoke like an arrow that you can choose to point to any part of that room, to any one of these different areas. So you're now in control of where are you going to guide your attention to? Which one of these different areas are you going to choose to focus on? Or are you going to leave your attention stuck on mental activities? Or are you going to bring yourself back into bodily sensations or into your primary senses as a way of bringing you into the present moment, into the here and now? Even just a few moments of grounding yourself, focusing on your breath, coming back into your body can move that attention away from your thoughts and free you from them. And then once you're free from them, you now realize that you're in control. You can choose where to place your attention. You can choose to stay focused on your thoughts, or you can choose something different. So with that sense of control and awareness of how your attention may impact you, what are you going to do today or tomorrow or over the next coming week or 2 weeks until the next edition of this podcast that's going to exercise more control of your attention? So perhaps you might start to be curious and noticing, when is your attention stuck in one place, and just really starting to notice it? Maybe you'll spend a little bit more time choosing to guide your attention for a few minutes, bringing your attention to your breath or feeling the seat underneath your body or your feet on the ground. The more you practice this and develop that muscle of choosing to guide your attention, the stronger and more developed it will be for when you really need it. So maybe when you're brushing your teeth or making your cup of coffee or sitting in traffic or going up in the lift, take those little moments just to choose where to guide your attention to. And if you do notice that your attention is stuck, try getting up and moving around. Sometimes just changing your environment, staring out the window at the sky for a few moments, or even better, getting outside and going for a walk, hearing the different sounds around you, feeling the wind in your face, hearing the rustle of the trees. All of these different things can again bring your senses alive by directing your attention to them. And then be curious about what causes your attention to get stuck. Are there particular patterns or triggers that you can discern? And just start to be curious. See if you can spot these patterns. And once you start to spot the pattern, then you're ready to be able to make a change or to try something different. Perhaps you might be using already a breathing app or a mindfulness app to cultivate your ability to become more present. Sometimes journaling can really help just to capture your thoughts and get them down on paper so that you can let them go, or to journal about the patterns that you're noticing. Or you'll also notice that in the earlier edition of this podcast, I've released a 7-minute meditation to bring your attention back into the present moment. Maybe that might be something you'd like to listen to or to try. So there's all of these different ways you can gain control of your attention, to be back into the driving seat, to turn off the autopilot, to start to develop the muscles. Which one or two are you going to start doing over the next couple of weeks? And what difference do you think that might make? Are you willing to give it a go? Are you willing to try something different? Or has what you've been doing been working so far really well for you? In which case, that's okay too. So I hope you've enjoyed this edition of the podcast. And as I say, if you haven't subscribed, please do so already. And if you'd like to join the conversation, then please visit me on LinkedIn or come to my website at stephenclements.ie and share your thoughts. Until our next edition of Leading with Presence, I hope you stay present, stay curious, and thanks for listening.